Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to say that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re up with that re up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga. I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Come in this thing. What's happening, everybody? We back at it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening, Mo?
What up, though? I love that energy. I feel that energy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that
man. You know, I push through. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what we're doing, I buckle down and I find energy for an hour and a half every Sunday. Wow. I don't have it for nothing
else. I like
else.
That. Feeling that energy. You bringing it. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I feel it through the phone.
I was trying to see if the house nigga, you know, was going to be on here, but
shit.
He ain't called in yet.
Oh,
he probably called to find out what the heck the show
That's
was going to be about because he called early.
Okay.
You know, we got the host, the co-host, and the house nigga. And,
That's how we doing it.
The house nigga. Smooth the house nigga. And you
shit.
Know, he don't mean no harm to nobody. It's all love. He's just a nigga. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we're like, I ain't no nigga. I'm black. I'm a Negro. He's a nigga. You know, there's no, they still getting around it.
Hey, let you tell it.
We love it. Look, We love it, right?
Yeah.
We love it, man. So, man, we have a very interesting show, and I'm about to switch some things up and do some new things that I wanted to do with this show. And me and Mo and myself have been talking about this for some time now. So we're going to try it for the next month or two, and you guys will see as we come along. So kudos to the special surprises that we have. Not even going to talk about
it. Man.
But I am going to tell you about the special one for tonight after this moment.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout-out to our top five. Of course, United States is holding it down. California is showing out still.
California love West Coast.
coming in number two, we got United Kingdom. Yes. Number three, we got Canada. Canada. So United
shout
Kingdom,
out to
not Canada,
out
of number two.
Right. You know what I'm
they knocked Canada out of number two because it was always United States and Canada, and United Kingdom has knocked them out of number two, and they have been holding that number two spot. So
okay.
We thank you over in the UK, Canada,
UK.
Italy. You know, we still see you, Italy, on the map, and finally
Italy,
Australia is climbing. Australia's number five.
Australia down under.
But they are still climbing the charts, and they look like they're going to be in that number four spot pretty soon. So thank you to Australia. Thank you to everybody that
shout out to the listeners,
each and every Sunday night shows us and show us love. You can listen to us on iTunes, TuneIn. You can go to the link blogtalkradio.com/thenewmisslovelyblack, or you can give us a call, listen in from the line, or call to talk to us at 646-787-1839. Again, that's 646-787-1839. Now, you know, a lot of people just tune in and listen to us act stupid, you know, and we appreciate that too. But, you know, never don't be afraid to talk to us, and we talk back. But that's the whole thing. My special surprise for y'all tonight, before we get into our weeks, is that I have a special guest, man. And I've watched this young lady do her thing, and I'm really proud of her. And like I said, I always try to give back to the people, our people that I see that's making moves. So we have Coach V. She is the founder of Mental Health is Sexy. She will be on with us tonight. We're going to go over a ton of mental health issues because that is so serious. This was before all of the shootings that happened. I had already lined her up to come on this show, and it just totally fits this situation.
Like perfect,
and
perfect
I want you guys to understand, like, you know, when I come to you guys on this show, I come to you real and uncut. This is me. And a lot of times I try not to house a lot of drama because, you know, I got my co-host Mo Benz. You know, I have to respect his mind. And then it's not really fun talking to men about girl drama. You know what I'm saying? We always have drama. Don't think that I don't go without it at not one bit with everything that I have on my plate. People still find time to get in my space, and I have been working on myself for, I know, the last 2 years. I've been working on grounding myself, and you know, we're going to talk about that tonight. So we're going to talk about a lot of things, some things that happened to me this week, you know, that weren't so good, and where I'm going and how I'm rebuilding from that. So, you know, we're not only helping you with sex, we want to help you with anything that you're going through, like to show you. I want to show you what I'm going through. And maybe, you know, it can help you, but I can't be the only one in the world going through this, right? So we're going to get into that. So my week wasn't the best of weeks, but guess what? It was a great week because I'm still here. I'm still living. I made it through every challenge that I had this week. I still made it. I'm still on top. I'm still smiling. And, you know, I'm still in my own lane, focused on my own situation with my own inner circle. I can't complain about this week, man. How was your week, Mo?
My week was chill. You know, I'm still enjoying the summer. Shout out to August, man. This is Leo season, so my B-day coming up. My birthday is actually Thursday, so, you know, I'm just feeling the energy, you know what I'm saying? I think I was thinking on my Twitter account that how that August sun just hit a little different, you know what I'm saying? Like, or at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel it, you know what I'm saying?
The retrograde over, so whatever we're going through, I pretty much made it out unscathed until the very last, the end of it, you know? So,
I do feel rejuvenated, and I think, like, August 8th, you know, you talk to different psychics and astrologers and stuff like that. They talk about how, like, August 8th is like a portal kind of thing, too. I'm hearing about that, and that just so happened. That's my birthday, so... Yeah, so, you know, I'm just feeling my energy, getting ready for the fall, and then you know, I want to finish this year out strong because, you know, we're going into a whole new decade. We're going into the roaring 20s part two. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, man.
That's kind of interesting. It's, you know,
I've been
saying?
Here in the
so
80s, in the 90s,
yeah.
2000s,
yeah.
In the 2010s, and I was going into the 20.
Yeah, man, roaring 20s, man.
Big
used to hear about
thing,
that
guys.
Back in the day, the old Harlem Steves and all that. You know the
roaring, yeah, it was. The
Harlem,
that's what I just gonna say. It was this big thing, like, in, for the year 2000.
100 years ago.
Like, it was this huge thing, like, for the people that weren't born then. They were like, oh, the world's going to end in 2000. They're like, we can't push the power. You know, all of these,
yeah.
All of these hearsays. We don't have enough power to go past 1999. And, you know,
yeah.
and everybody yeah. partied.
Yeah.
And they had all of these, the end of the world parties. And it was so crazy.
Yeah.
And then 2000 came in. And guess what? We all woke up. And nobody said anything. They was covered on the news and everything. It was so ridiculous, right?
We went from analog to digital. That's what happened, basically.
That's right. We just upgraded. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's what we did.
This year went by pretty fast, I must say.
Yeah.
Like,
steady.
All within one year. Like, my years don't run January to January, unfortunately, like most people. But being
okay.
in the business world, you know, you kind of get out of that, you know, January to January year.
Yeah.
My years run a
yeah.
little different. But I've done a lot. Just in my year, you know, from October, October's coming right back up. So I count
yeah.
mine, you know, I can count it from May, I can count it from October, however I want to do it, but it's coming right back around. And I've sold my house, moved to Florida, and moved from Florida and
back
came back to Georgia. And it ain't
to,
even
man.
1 year yet. And I'm just kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you be making your moves, man. Shout out to you. Shout out.
Listen, the crazy thing is that I got to go get all of my stuff from Florida. It's still there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I brought everything that I got here in this house right now. I brought it. Like, when I got here,
yeah.
like, I'm going to just buy whatever I need. Fuck it. You,
you
know what I'm saying?
That soul to soul. That soul to soul. Remember that soul to soul? Soul to soul song, Keep On Moving? Keep On Moving? I don't know.
Listen, I
that,
need something,
you...
honey. You hear me? And I got to go pay $1,000 to get my stuff up here. And this is just why I'm like,
it.
Damn, boy, I sure don't want to. that's, you
yeah.
know, that when you talk about the $100 and the $200, you know, I spend that like I'm going crazy. And that's probably
you
why know, I don't save money as I
you
should save money because I spend money too crazy. But
yeah.
when you start getting those thousands of dollars, then that's when it kind of goes like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't want to spend that $1,000, even though that
this
may be better than what I spent those $200 on. So, you know, that's
dude,
my life in a nutshell.
Stack.
So, granted, okay, so our topic tonight is mental health and deadbeat baby daddies. Now, also,
yeah.
like, you know, I had set up this awesome show earlier this week, and I came in, you know, and the show was deleted. So, you know, the energies is definitely here. They don't want this show to go on tonight, but it's going to go on. So I was saying, like, okay, for the people, I always sugarcoat my story, you know. I, the Numa's Lovely Black, I am the baby mother, okay? I'm the baby mother to Smoke from Field Mobs, youngest child. Now, a lot of times I sugarcoat names, I sugarcoat how things are going, and tonight I just feel like I'm not sugarcoating anymore because this is my ending for tonight. This is my ending for this whole situation. And as single parents, when you are working, you are handling a business, you are taking care of children, you got to make the household go, you got to deal with deadbeat baby daddies, it takes a toll on your mental health. And people don't understand that. They rather sit back and point a finger at you and say, you know, oh, you the reason you a single parent or why you ain't getting married. I know people that's married, too, that's really single parents. I mean, let's not go there. You know what I'm saying? But they don't understand how much it takes for you to do everything that you do, right? And so for me and him, our beefing started when I was like 4 or 5 months pregnant, and it never ended. You know what I'm saying? It just never ended. And so it's kind of like, dang, I sit back and I watch, you know, I watch this man move around, and he's still doing shows. You know, Field Mob is relevant in the South. You know, they ain't made no hits. in years, but they still relevant in the South, and they got, you know, Funk Fest coming up, and I kind of feel like he starts stuff with me whenever he got a show, because he know that I'm going to react to it. Free publicity, you know what I'm saying? It got to be that. But they still move around, and they still do their thing, and it's kind of like, you know, me, and I have his son, and our son is 14 and a half months old. He has never given me one dime for this kid, right? And so it comes down to the fact that I wait, like I don't talk to him for months. And then when he do hit me up, or you know what I'm saying, or if I hit him up, it's one of those things like, okay, he can't still be retarded. I don't know, maybe I'm the only person that think that way. He still can't be retarded. It never fails, he's still retarded. He's still going crazy. He's still going over. So it goes to the fact that I realize we don't get along, right? And I don't know if he realized that, but his resolve is just leave him alone. And my resolve is, how the hell am I just going to leave you alone and I got your whole child? You around here doing, you cool with the other baby mama that's sleeping with you. You cool with the other baby mama because she out of there. You know, she got five more kids after you. You ain't even stunting her. You know, you got that child and you ain't stunting her. And the other one, she's sleeping with you, so she giving you what you want. And she ain't bothering you. And me, I'm not sleeping with you, nor am I giving you what you want, and I'm just demanding support, right? This is where we are. I am demanding. I do know that. So here we go. I've been cool with his mother since February. Now, I was warned about them, and I pay attention, and I see things, but I'm quiet. I'm silent. And from February to now, you know, it started out at little stuff like, here goes something for, you know, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, you know, whatever. Started out to, you know, okay, well, yeah, your car need to be fixed. Okay, here you go. Oh, well, you know, your car payment need to be paid. Okay, here you go. You know what I'm saying? On that type of time. Not saying that every time it was me saying, here you go, you know, but it was a here you go, you know, I'm not going to sweat it. Now they understand that I'm in a better position in my life that they feel like I don't miss the money, right? And my point is, it's not even about me having a child. It's just about, you know, if I see somebody in need around me, I want to help them. You know what I'm saying? If you know me, if you interact with me, you know that's just my spirit. I want to help you. I want to talk to you. I want to give you advice. I want to point you in the right direction. That's who I am. I did all of this for this lady. Now, in this whole conversation of talking to this lady, she told me, leave him alone. I said, at first she wouldn't tell me, she said, leave him alone. I said, why? She said, I'm just going to tell you the honest truth. He ain't shit. He ain't got his life together. He going to fuck over your life. And if I would have met you before you had this child, I would have told you to run. She said, you are a good person. And you don't really deserve what he doing to you. You know what I'm saying? So you have this child now. And the only thing I can tell you is that I had to raise all my children on my own. So raise him on your own because that dude ain't going to do nothing. He ain't going to do right unless you're sleeping with him. And you not going to sleep with him because you better than that. You don't have to sleep with him for him to do what he's supposed to do. Those were her words to me. I then start looking at this lady like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I can vibe with you. I got comfortable. Never did I get too comfortable, people. Never did I get too comfortable. So I really don't have nothing going on in my life. You know, my situation that I had with my folks, and my situation was just that, my situation. Smooth, I see you. Give me a minute because I know you ain't going to let me finish this little story before I bring you in, so you got to wait. So my situation was just that. I took to this lady, you know what I'm saying, and so I respected her that much more that she told me the truth. Like, listen, he done walked off from all of his kids. He come back when he want to come back. He treat everybody like shit, you know what I'm saying. He cussed me out. You know, if I tell you something about him, then you go back and tell him, he going to cuss me out. So I told her, I said, I'll never tell him what you said, you know, about me. You know, she gave me all the stories on, you know, how he used the women, especially the women she worked with. You know, this bitch got three stomachs. He don't even sleep with her. He just tell her what she want to hear, get her to take care of his children, do all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I hear all of this. And so at the end of the day, I had to realize that I have a son by this guy. And, you know, maybe he in survival mode. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he in survival mode that you was a rapper. You was a platinum artist. And now you're trying to get back on your feet. And you're trying to do it by any means necessary. Unfortunately, you're doing it the wrong way. You're using anybody that comes across you. So they tell me. I ain't never seen him do it. I ain't never known him to be this type of person. So I got to say that, right? And as I tell them, I never known him to be this type of person. Now, she tells me, his mother tells me, you know, yeah, you know, forget it, right? Now, I get a phone call before I leave Florida, and they ask me for some money, to borrow some money, thousands of dollars. And that kind of threw me left, y'all, because I'm like, why y'all asking me for thousands of dollars? Like, who does this, right? So I said, I didn't know what was going on. So my sister was like, why don't you ask him what's going on, because he probably behind it. And I said, I doubt if he would do that. If he wants something, he's never asked me directly for anything. If he wants something, he'll say, I'm going through this, but we're not on that page. So I know damn well he ain't behind him asking me for thousands of dollars. I don't feel that way. But, again, I don't even know this man at this point. He's a monster from what your mama and your baby mama telling me. You know what I'm saying? So I messaged him, and I said, do you know that they asked me for thousands of dollars to borrow and I take care of your son by myself? That's what I'm thinking. If I'm taking care of yourself by myself, why are you asking me for thousands of dollars? I don't mind paying a car payment. I don't mind helping you with other things, but this is big money now. And they go, oh, he never responded to me. But at that point, his mom started acting funny. I didn't call her, and she didn't call me for almost a month. She broke it. She hit me up. I responded. I have no beef with you, but I wanted to know. At this time, do y'all know that this lady went and told this man, oh, she crazy, she psycho, it's her, it ain't you, you ain't got to worry about it. So apparently he said something to her, and that bothered them. And you didn't ask me yourself, being that me and you cool, you had your brother that he is not the best of friends with. She had his brother ask me for these thousands of dollars. I only spoke to this man one time in my life. So I kind of felt like that even threw me sideways. Like, you know, I support the man and what he's doing, you know, in regular life. But it was just, it sounded like such a setup. So I don't know what he said and how he said it. Because she said he cuts her out when he mad. So she threw me under the bus. She threw me slap under the bus. Oh, she crazy. You know, she this, she that. You know, she flipping back and forth. You know, da-da-da. So I call her, you know, go off on her. We go through this whole thing, whatever. I said this, but I didn't say that. All this, whatever the case may be. And I asked her, I say, well, let me tell you something. How can you figure me to be crazy? She said, because if you want him on child support, then why are you even talking to him? He called me. I ain't call him. Well, he said he don't want to be bothered. I said, but he sat on my phone for 4 hours going back and forth. So that don't sound like nobody that want communication. The bottom line is that I learned a very valuable lesson, right? Because this person is in a situation, and I was just about to go do something to assist this person in getting out of this situation, but I found that out, that the people that you help, that you give things to, that I'm taking care of a child by myself, but I'm still giving to those around me that need me when y'all should be giving to me because I'm taking care of this child, that y'all enabling. So you his mother, but you telling me to run because he ain't shit, but you really enabling all of his activities. So this is why he's like that, because he can tell you whatever, and you're going to stand for it, right? So it comes a point in my life to where I had to make that decision the next day, yesterday. I said, I can no longer answer my phone for this man. I can no longer answer a text message from him. I no longer want to talk to your mama, because if I'm sitting around here giving you my money and I'm taking care of you when you need help and you trying to throw me under the bus because he said something to you because you asked me for some money, you didn't say don't tell Smoke. I asked you. But I want to know, did he know or what's going on in this mixture right here? You know, this the second time you done did this. You done told him about who I was talking to, right? Granted, I told her around his first birthday that I was taking Smoke off child support. But the only reason I said that, y'all, was because I know that that was going to get him to come around, right? I have studied this man through and through. I know it's going to get him to come around. Guess what happened? He came around. But honestly, y'all, I'm admitting my faults. I never took him off child support. Because I'm not taking him off child support ever. Your word ain't shit. And here we are dealing with this situation that you want me to take you off child support. And no matter what I say to this man, no matter how rude I am to him, he'll say, you love me and you want to be with me. And I try to figure out for the life of me where you get that from. But I can't say, listen, if your own mama tell me that you ain't shit, you ain't going to do shit, you don't care about your son, what makes you think that I'm going to still want to deal with you, right? Mental issues. So when we sit down and we go through this as women, that shit take a toll on our mental because we going back and forth. We trying to figure out, we got a whole child. We trying to figure out, are we going to raise this child by ourselves? Is this child going to know anything of a daddy? What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? Mentally, it's draining. Mentally, it's stressful. That's why we got Coach V on the phone tonight. Mental health, like, mentally, I'm so drained of these people in this situation. Mentally, I just don't even want him to know who this man is anymore. Mentally, I just throw my hands up. Mentally, I give him to child support. Mentally, guess what? He is soon to have a warrant out in his name. I didn't put that warrant out. You put that warrant out on yourself because you not taking care of your child. Mentally, with everything on my plate, trying pushing books, doing a radio show, taking care of two kids, running a household, working a job, I don't stop. I don't have time to stop. I don't have time to slow down. My personal relationships, you know what I'm saying, outside of this. And when I bring this baggage to my personal relationship, okay, you got a well-known rapper in the South. Smoke Field Mob, Smoke speaks, people listen. She loves me, she want to be with me. It ain't a bone in my body that want this man. But you, oh, yeah, she want him. That's why she putting him on child support. And I'm thinking, like, I need y'all to tell me, am I slow or am I putting him on child support because he never did nothing for his son? Like, oh, you like, oh, well, it don't matter if I never did nothing, but you should just take care of him on your own. I don't get it. Take care of him on your own. Yeah, motherfucker. I had to bring you in there because I wanted. So how much I come and clown with these guys on this phone? I be mentally drained so bad, and I find the strength to do this show. I find the strength to log on. I find the strength to push forward. I find the strength to do whatever it is that I got to do. But nobody really knows behind the scenes what's going on. Everybody want a rapper. Everybody want somebody famous. Listen, he is the weakest link that I have dealt with. I don't know why my son chose me and him to be his father. I'm glad he did. But now I got to figure out how to deal with this man. Without this man. Because really, I just feel like in my head, the right thing to do is just walk away completely from the situation. That's what I feel. But maybe that's not the best thing for me to do. But I know I ain't fucking with your mama no more because, you want to save your relationship. I get it with your son. But don't ever throw me under the bus, period. You could have been like, I don't know what she talking about. You ain't have to go all left and do all this extra shit. I'm observing and I see this and I see that. Bitch, you talked yourself out of a whole car. Bitch, you motherfucking not talked yourself out of me giving a fuck if you see your grandson or not because I'm really not even with it no more. I'm not with none of it no more. So I'm going to bring in Coach V right now, man, because, I don't know, man, I need some help. And I know y'all jokers, y'all play too much. Man, everybody, welcome Coach V.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Hey. Oh, honey, we good in the natty. How are you?
All right. Oh, yeah, my co-host, he's from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Okay, C-Town.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yeah, C-Town. That's it. You got it right. Cleveland Heights. What's up?
How are you?
I'm well. Good. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the show. You know, when Ms. Lovely Black was telling me you were going to be on the show, you know, I'm excited. You know, we got a nice guest. And it's
hey, hold up.
Positive.
You're an African-American man. Stop flirting.
This is friendly getting to know you banter before I have to flip to my professional hood side.
Voice got all deep like, yeah.
He did a sexy voice on, didn't he? She put the sexy voice on real quick. And tell me, I'm sorry, tell me your name, sexy voice from Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. So this is Mo Benz.
Mo.
You can just say Mo.
Mo.
Yeah, that's it.
Mo. She get Mo for short. He ain't never told nobody to call you Mo for short.
Wait, hold on. Did I hear this correctly? Where are you from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. All right, well, welcome. All right, we got to call Ohio. All right.
Man, rubbing his own
name. We representing tonight.
Yeah, all right. Browns versus the Bengals. Here we go. Let's get it in.
Yeah. So thank you, Ms. Lovely Black, for having me in the building, in the space.
That's what's up, baby. I'm so proud of you, and anything that I can do, I'm going to keep pushing. Because I see you doing your thing, baby, and I salute that.
Thank you. Who was that?
I'm just the stepchild, obviously.
So Mo Biz is the co-host, and then we got the house digger. The house nigga is smooth. So he just come in here in the house, and you just really came, you know, he just a nigga at all times. So that's all.
Okay. And it's smooth. How you doing, smooth?
Nope.
See to you now. Okay, you got to give me the benefit of the doubt because I didn't know. So you got to give me the benefit of the doubt.
I'm just a house nigga.
I come in the house from the back.
That's all. I just come in the house from the back. Yeah.
I'm going to rise above this, and I'm going to include you in the conversation anyway. That's what I'm going to do. Because, honey child, y'all got these cute southern dialects, and I sound all city proper, and I feel all left out. I'm listening to you, Miss Lovely Black, like, ooh, listen to that southern slang. I'm jealous.
Hit us with that Midwest, though.
We do represent in the Midwest, but I love a Southern accent. I do. And my second favorite accent is East Coast. Those are my two favorite accents.
Okay.
So I had to release this a little bit. She was going in. So I had to, just sprinkle in some Wu-Tang for a minute and get some laughs off. This is a whole mess.
I'm telling you, you're getting stuff off your chest. So you know what I'm saying. I just fell back. You know what I'm saying. Got something on your chest.
Yeah, she knew it. My black ass.
Yeah, because Smooth wasn't going to let me tell the story.
There's so much more, but
I edited the story for the show, you know, and cut it down. But it's like, how you talk to somebody that swear you were in love with them and that's the farthest thing from your mind? Like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I first want to just comment that, believe it or not, our stories, we have very similar stories, and my child will be 16 on the 15th of this month. But listening to your story, I'm just like, okay, am I talking or am I listening to someone else's story? I mean, even down to the mama saying stay away from them, and I mean, listen. So I'm going to add my 55 cents, not only from, you know, a coaching / professional aspect, but this is something that I personally lived through as well. So it's just really eerily similar right now. I'm listening. I'm like, oh my gosh, is she serious? I wasn't the only one.
That's why I shared it. Somebody got to be going through something similar to help me because I ain't never been through this. This feels new for me.
And my baby daddy and them, they're famous. It was something in the water.
Right.
It was something in the water because he ain't damn near famous. But just that whole, I want to say F boy, but y'all know what I mean. That whole F boy mentality, like,
It's
still running rampant, I see. So first and foremost, I applaud you, sister to sister, for still plugging forward. Because it is mentally draining.
Thank you.
It's stressful and it's stupid, and you would have never thought you had to be in a position to, in a sense, force someone to help take care of something they created. Like, that's just
right.
I still don't comprehend that, and my baby's about to be 16. Like, that's super crazy to me. But the mental draining part, I didn't have a mentor or a coach or someone in my space back then at the time to help me. So now looking back and seeing how I forged through it and now to who I am today, I just want to offer at the point that you put that line in the sand and make a decision on how you're going to move, I promise you from personal experience, it'll get better. Right now you're caught up in this cycle of drama, and because some people, as you know, feed off of that. Some people's inner demons feed off of drama. Like they don't like happiness. They don't like peace. It's foreign to them. So they pick fights and arguments just to keep them going.
Yeah, yeah. And anybody that says anything negative, he's running on it. I can go for months and don't talk to him, and our conversations be hours long of him just being retarded, evil, mean. You telling lies on me on social media. What did I say? That you don't take care of your son?
Mm-hmm.
What you did for him?
So when so my biggest thing, of course, as you know, is mental health. As you mentioned, I'm Coach V, so I'm a certified life coach. I'm a certified peer recovery coach in addictions and mental health. I'm also a member of NAMI, so I'm certified in their peer-to-peer program, which means that I've taken courses and passed objectives in order to help people who deal with family members or spouses who have mental illness. Very active in the mental health community. However, when I say holistic, I believe and push and facilitate people or individuals or groups restoring their mental health and healing in a holistic manner. And that just simply means non-medication. That's just that's all that means, bare bones, mind, body, and spirit. I'm not against medication. I just believe that we need to be taught or reminded that every day we can take the time out and do things to support our mental health. Just like people are gym rats, just like people change their eating habits and do all these things to protect their physical, we can do that same thing with our mental health because life can suck sometimes.
Right.
So we have to make sure that we're doing things to restore that, so that we're ready for that next issue, that next opportunity, that next lesson. So, again, big up to Sis for still pushing through and pushing her books and doing her talk show and anything else you got moving and shaking to take care of your baby in spite of the F-boy. That part. And his mama. So you're not crazy. You're not crazy. Nothing. I just believe that you're getting to the point where you're going to draw that line in the sand and say, you know what, it's all about me and my shorty. I can't make him do anything, but there's systems in place, there's judicial systems in place to force him to do what he needs to do financially.
Right.
So if you're at the point where it's like, okay, you don't want to be around, you don't want to do this, that's cool, but I need that financial support. And it may not even be a real need because you got your bag, but it's just the point you didn't make the baby alone. So
that's right. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Exactly. If he's not going to voluntarily assist you, then there are systems in place to make him assist you financially. But when it comes to that mental and emotional and that physical, I feel you're going to the point where you're just done. And being done means cutting off all ties. That means if you're not talking about this baby, don't contact me. That means
he can't even talk to me about that right now.
Say, period, no communication, period.
No communication right now. That was the last straw.
It
went on for 4 hours. He would rather talk to me. He would rather talk to me about my personal life than to talk about your son. He don't ask how he doing. And then when I say you don't care about him, you say, I don't care, and I went to his birthday party. I set that up for you to come. I knew you was coming. You know what I'm saying? So you can't tell me you don't care. When your mom told me for two times, man, he don't care. He don't care if you take care of him by yourself. And then they use the disgusting excuse, because you are set, you don't need help like the other baby mama. So he get women to help him with school clothes and everything for the other kids because she a bum. But you not a bum. That's disgusting to me because that means you should go that much harder to make sure that you help me.
But that's a super backward compliment. I'm going to compliment you for what you're doing, but that's also a reason why I'm not helping you. Super backward compliment. So when you're dealing with people who do not have great mental health and who are toxic and who like drama, and we're going to call it spade a spade, who may be jealous of what you got going on, they deflect and make it about anything else but them being responsible and being self-accountable. So at this stage of the game, again, I believe you're there or getting there. At this stage of the game, it's strictly about, I'm going to draw this line in the sand, I'm going to move forward and do what I need to do. So that means I'm going to release want to be a part of this drama and this arguing and this text messaging and this social media feud. And it hurts when you draw close to a woman who's a mother figure and then they turn on you. That hurts because I trusted you. I looked to you for support. That hurts. But then at the end of the day, what I had to remember, do mama want my mama. She finessed me because I was vulnerable. I needed it. I was emotional. She honored that her son was a POS. But now, at the end of the day, that's still her son.
Period. Yeah. She's going to take up for him at the end of the day.
Exactly.
She told me, the other girl, she told him what I said and put lies in it, and he cussed me out. She made my son not talk to me for years, and I hate her. And I said, well, I never do it. I still haven't told him. You know, he don't listen to my show. I still haven't told him what she said. Even after you tried to flip the script and get mad because I brought it to his attention that y'all asked me to hold thousands of dollars. Like, I still didn't say, well, your mama said this and your mama said that and this. And I just said, your mama told me not to listen to what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You're lying on her. You know what I'm saying? But he can't be lying because anything you tell him, he going to come back and say it. So this was like the second thing that he done said that you shouldn't have known. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things like, I get it now. You know, at the end of the day, that's your mama. She's going to enable your activities, and that's why you this way. You know, people allow that. You deal with women that allow you to be this way, you know? And I'm just one that's not going to allow this to happen.
And we all slip up. Players mess up sometimes. So we all slip up and fall for the okey-doke and get emotionally attached. But when we have that awakening moment and we know life don't have to be this difficult and we know we can't control other people's actions, that's when it's a mental health decision to be in control of what we can control. And whatever we can control, we release it. And we have to be at peace with that. So we incorporate things to make sure that, okay, I got to make sure I'm good because I got this baby to raise. Whether he want to be a part or not, I got this baby to take care of. And at the end of the day, every time I'm arguing, fussing, being stuck into some drama, I'm taking energy away from my child. And I don't want him to repeat this cycle when he get older. So it's all about you at this point. You can't control him, but you can use the systems in place to get what you think he should be doing, because obviously he don't agree that he should be doing it. Let the white man make the decision. Let the court decide.
Right.
Because you want to clown, and you keep thinking fat meat ain't greasy, and you want to keep coming at me because I'm doing well to do, and I'm getting my bag, and I'm taking care of our child. Okay, I'm going to make you do this, and then I'm going to ignore you because he's going to get upset. And it's going to be your fault. The things you've already said, it's going to be your fault, and you this, and you that, and why you do this.
Oh, yeah. I'm a pussy hoe since I'm allowing them to put a warrant on him, and I'm this, and I'm that. Yeah, I'm all of that. I'm all of that right now.
But again,
you know?
it's all what you're doing. It has nothing to do with what he's not doing in order for the law to pursue the warrant. So that's why it's all about making sure that your mental health is straight. Because when, you know, hit dogs holler, right? So, and they will continue to yap and holler as long as you continue to allow them to do so.
Well,
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. So what do you suggest, you know what I'm saying, especially if it's something giving you mental agitation and unrest and stuff like that, you know, because, of course, you know, I guess, lovely black, you know, you see what you got to do as far as support system, if that's the angle you're going to go, you know what I'm saying, if you're just fed up. But you spoke on something that I thought was very interesting. You said holistic medicine or holistic medication. So what type of holistic, I guess, medicine would you describe, you know, prescribe or, you know, describe for somebody to do to help them, you know, get a peace of mind or whatever?
And that's a great question. So, again, holistic, for clarity, is non-medicine. So what I practice and what I teach are holistic methods, or people call it alternative medicine. But I try to stay away from the whole medicine word altogether, but it's still one and the same. So at this stage in the game, again, because of my professional training, but as well as this was my life years ago, like real talk, was the rest of life, something bogus stuff, like this was my real life.
Okay.
So that being said, the first... Yes. Oh, yeah, because apparently the law states that somebody can go swear they're telling the truth and sign an affidavit and say that you've done something to them, and you can get arrested for it. And you have the burden of proof to say that they lied. I had to learn that twice. So when I tell you that I'm really relating to this story and then some, yeah, been there, done that. But the first thing that I would encourage Miss Lovely Black to do, again, she may already be there, is to really sit down with yourself and get clear about the stance you're prepared to take. Because it can't be back and forth. It can't be back and forth. It can't be,
right. You
know, he was cool for a week, so now we... No, you have to be very, very clear about what you want to do. And when I say clear, I mean without emotion. So we're not doing it because, you know, we're trying to get back or you pissed me off or I'm mad at your mama. Or you have to be very clear, like, this is what I'm doing in the interest of my child. Once you establish that clarity, or as I say, that line in the sand, you know women. You know us. Once we make our mind up, it's a wrap. So at the point that you decide to make your mind up about the move you're going, that's your first step to peace and mental health, because you're not conflicted with, but I want him to do this, because you're releasing the idea of you being able to control what you think he should do because y'all have a kid together. You have to be at peace at the fact that he's going to do what he's going to do. Don't worry about the other baby mamas. Don't worry about his mom and their relationship. As far as your experience with him, he's shown you he's not going to do what he should do by your child. And the way for you to get at peace with that, I'm big, again, holistically speaking, I'm big on meditation. I'm big on journaling. Nice. So journaling first would be making two columns, right? Left column would be, what do I want? I want him to financially support. I want him to come and be around the kid and visit. I want us to have a co-parenting relationship that's peaceable. But whatever it is that you really want, and keep it 100. If you end up with 55 things on that side, get it all out. Column number two, though, directly across from each 55 items would be, but this is my reality. Okay, number one, I want him to voluntarily financially support our kids. My reality, though, this nigga ain't going to do nothing, period, unless I make him. Item number two may be, I want him to visit our son on a regular basis. Your reality, he abandoned his other kids. Why is mine any different? He abandoned mine, too. And you just do that on every single item so that you can be clear on what you say you want but what your reality is. Because sometimes if we see it on paper and we read it out loud to ourselves, it smacks us in the face. Like, dang, I am for real going through this. When you get all of that out, start a new sheet and write down a list of action steps or affirmations to help you be at peace with your reality. So if number one was, I want him to financially support my son, or our son, excuse me, the court says you got to say our son. And number two, my reality, he ain't going to do it on his own. I'm going to have to take him to court. The part that makes you at peace is, I'm financially secure. So I don't need his money, but it'll help. So you're not only boosting your confidence because you're financially secure, but you're also addressing your reality. You don't need his help, but you want it. Like, it'll be cool. You can put it away for a college fund. You can, whatever it is, that money is there. And you don't feel like you're lacking because that first sentence is, I'm financially secure. So it's a
three-step
process.
And the crazy thing is that you're saying this, and I've been through I did the first part of it, you know. At first, my whole thing was, okay, I want us to be able to co-parent. I want us to be able to co-parent, and yet still I keep a healthy relationship on the side. I think I was looking at it all wrong because he told me what he wanted, right? And he told me, I don't want a relationship. I want to be able to do me and get my life back on track. But I only want you to focus on your business, and I don't want you to do it to nobody else. And so he said, if you don't do that, then I will do for you when I get to it, when I have the extra money to do for you. And so I was in another relationship, you know, and, you know, he did just that. Like, oh, I got to do this for my other kid, so I can't do this for him. And he'll say, he comes last. You know, he'll say stupid stuff like that, you know, in a text message, like, really, this is what you're saying to me? Like, you know, and so I had to realize that co-parenting with him is out of the window. It's gone.
Correct.
We're not going to co-parent. We're not going to work together. You know, if you say, he said, I'll pay half of the birthday party. He got there when it was time to pay the other half of the bill. He walked out the door like he was getting his wallet and stayed out there till I paid for it and came back in. So your word is not valid to me anymore. I know that you're not going to do what you're supposed to do. When you reached out to me, you said, okay. His mom said he wants to know how much do you want a month so he can start helping you. And I said, well, he really can't pay half of these bills, really. So tell him just to give me $300 a month. And you reached out to tell me, okay, I'll give you $300 a month, but I can't start this month because I got to get my other kid's school clothes. Yet again, another slap in the face because here we are at 14 months, 14 and a half months, and you have not done anything. You have been getting the other kid's Christmas stuff. You didn't get him nothing for Christmas. Everything you're doing, right? So his mom tells me, oh, so you think that he want to control your life and deal with you, and he don't do nothing for you and the kid, but you saying you prayed and it was shown to you, and this is what he said? I'm done. That's crazy as hell. That man don't care about you or that baby. Leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? And so I said to myself, I started to respond to her, but I didn't. But I said, you mean to tell me that he cussed you out? He stopped talking to you for years? Because you tell his business, he done left you at the gate at concerts and took everybody else in but you because he not fucking with you. And you mean to tell me that he still ride for you? You mean to tell me that he going to tell you everything that's going on in his life for real? Like, she's not understanding what type of person she's dealing with because she just want to be closer to him and stay closer to him just in case he blows up. And for me, it's like, if you blow up or not, you know what I'm saying? I know that you're not going to keep it. Even if, you know, a lot of these rap groups are coming back, you know, from back in the days and they're doing shows. But the thing is, you can't keep it because you have too much karma to repay to society. And therefore, I'm not hating, but I'm telling you, if you don't get yourself right, you're not going to enjoy anything that you are coming to seek, that you're getting, because you're still using people, and it's going to come back on. You got to repay your debt. So I don't care about what you make. And I told him, I just need this money to put aside, so if I need something, it's there. If my son needs something, it's there. My son needs this money. You know what I'm saying? My son needs this money. My other son got money. My other son's, you know, straight. My other son's is good. If something go on with them, why is he not straight? You can't take care of him financially.
But
why don't you make sure that if something happens to you that he doesn't have any issues?
But he is straight. It's not your ministry to worry about what his mama's saying or what he's trying to do. That's why I stated earlier to get clear about that line in the sand. Are you really ready to?
I'm done. I'm ready.
All ties, all thoughts, all whatever. Because
he's been blocked on social media for 3 months since May. I blocked him on all social medias. I have not unblocked him since May. He was able to call through on my phone because I hadn't blocked him on the phone because he don't bother me a lot on the phone. After that conversation, I blocked him on the phone. I blocked his mama on my phone. Like, after she said that, I didn't even read the rest of the message. There was 2-3 more lines left. I just blocked her. Everybody's blocked on my phone. I'm there. Everybody's blocked out of my life. And it just kills me that someone just always saying, like, you want to be with me. That's why I'm not there for my son. And that's why, because you're not letting me be there. And just the stupidest things ever. When it's like, I've never told you you couldn't see your son up until now.
Okay.
I never said anything, but why am I breaking my neck for y'all to see him and y'all not taking care of him? Yes, I'm back in Georgia, but they don't know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I want to keep it.
Let me offer this again. So I'm coming from a professional standpoint, and I'm coming from, this was my testimony, right? And you find what works. Let me offer this. The actions we take in the physical, meaning blocking, deleting, changing phone numbers, whatever, is great. But when I say about drawing that line in the sand, I'm talking about mentally.
Mental.
I'm talking about mentally. Before you do all the physical stuff, which is easy to do, it's in those quiet moments. Are you done? Are you mentally done with attracting, dealing with, feeding into, partaking, being a part of, supporting directly, indirectly, being pulled into?
I got
whatever,
too much on my plate right now. For him to come and call me and interrupt me for 4 hours, interrupt my day for 4 hours with dumb shit early in the morning. I got too much on my plate to deal with it.
Let me offer this lovely bag. Why are you allowing him 4 hours of your time when you're so busy? And I'm not asking you to give me an answer. I'm just letting you have a different perspective.
Because I'm allowing
it. You understand
what
I mean.
Because when I seen it going left, and I say, okay, have a nice day, I said, have a nice day 3-4 times, and he keep going, I allowed it. I continued to allow him to go forward. I continue to allow him to say something to trigger me. I continue to allow him to take me to that point to where I'm pissed. You pissing me off because he's trying to find out who's telling me information, and I'm still holding fast that okay, you know, it's just this person. But I knew the information was right because you say your baby mama allow you so much, but your mama corroborated most of the stories that she told me. So I know she wasn't lying. You know what I'm saying? I allowed that to happen, and that's what I had to realize when I went to sleep and woke up. I can't allow this to happen no more.
And that's why I always say, again, mentally being done. The physical stuff is great. So when we do those columns and we write those things down and we say those things out loud, not that it's not real before that, but it makes it really, really real when we have it down in front of us in our own handwriting. We're listening to how it sounds, because if our girlfriend, sister, friend, cousin was telling us the same story, we give her the side eye. Like, girl, why is you? And what you need me to do? And I got some things in the trunk. Like, we will look at her that way. So now that we write it down and we're saying it about ourselves, now we can hold ourselves accountable. You can't have this time for me. And it starts mentally. So when we talk about meditation, we know that prayer is when we ask for things and meditation is when we listen for the answer. So when we choose to sit in a quiet space and we ask, whether we pray to God, whether we talk to the universe, whether we talk to our ancestors, whomever we want to have a conversation with, and we ask and we sit in that quiet space, we sit in a comfortable position, we may or may not have some, you know, music in the background or some affirmations playing or something on YouTube, whatever brings us peace, we sit and we listen for that answer. And our gut is always going to tell us what to do. And it's usually cut it off. Or your gut's usually saying, girl, you like it. You know, and those are things we won't say to other people, but our behavior and our repeating or choosing to repeatedly be involved in it in some way or fashion speaks louder than words sometimes. So when we work on our mental to make sure that we understand, hold on, I ain't got to keep going through this. Sometimes if we're not secure enough in knowing that we really don't have to deal with this, we inadvertently get sucked back into toxic behavior. And we know we don't want to do it. Like, we're calling everybody, I don't want to be a part of this, I'm finished, I'm done, da-da-da-da. But then when we sit and observe, we don't judge, but we sit and observe our behavior, then that's what really tells us, okay, there's some things I need to work on. So, again, when we have that in writing, we have those things that we can really look at, and it ain't going to be easy.
Right.
So that's that hard soul work that we have to do to make sure that we are healed and that our self-love is so on point that we don't even take any type of pleasure in somebody disrespecting us and somebody talking crazy to us, whether it's text, phone call, a pigeon carrier, a letter in the mail. We shut it down. We don't shut it down from a space of, I'm going to show you. We shut it down in peace. That's true holistic healing. Like, I'm so chill right now with me, and I love me so much, I can't deal with you in this state. I'm choosing not to deal with you in this state. But when you get your life, my door is open. But if you keep showing me that you still going to try to pull me in, wrap me in, I'm
going to
show you I got it.
We've been 14 months of him just being the same person every 2 to 3 months. He the same person. You can't. I left my door open for that reason, and that's why. I allowed it because I felt like he can't be the same person forever. He can't always just be this person. Like, you telling me your life is good, but they telling me it's not. Like, I left it open, but I have to close it. And it ain't going to be in the near future.
You know, but what if he, and then this is rhetorical. So when we say that person can't be that way the rest of their life, the flip side of that, okay, but what if they can? Then what?
Right.
You know,
it ain't going to be, listen, by the time I respond again, it's going to be years. It can't be months because you're showing me that you're not. So whatever
respond
these people
again.
Do to you at child support, it's what's mm-hmm. what they're going to do to you. However many wants you get, that's on you. Like, I can't – I got to take myself out of it. I got to stop feeling sorry. I got to stop feeling like I'm – you know, I'm doing this to you because you're doing this to yourself. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't do it anymore. I don't care how many times we done this over and over. It's a routine for him. You don't change. The attitude is crazy. You talk to me crazy. Your ego is crazy. And it's just like the whole time you're like, you want to be with me. And that disgusts me out of the whole – everything that went on, the only thing that disgusts me is him kept saying, you want to be with me, and what you said, your mother said about me. When I financially helped this woman – over and over and over and over and over again. Over and over again. So
allow me to interject.
I got suckered in.
Allow me to interject something. When I teach people how to be the watcher of themselves, so not judging, it's an exercise of being a watcher. So that means we're observing everything we think, how we speak, and our behavior. To identify, is this really what I want to portray, or
right.
do I want to do the opposite? So I say that to say this. Our words have power. So if the majority of
yes.
our conversation is pointed to somebody else and what they're doing or what they're not doing and what somebody else said and who didn't say what, you're taking away that inner work for yourself. You're taking away that holistic healing and that reflection of yourself. So the more and more that we repeat a scenario that we say we don't want to be involved in, we're attracting that same energy back to us.
Mm.
So
they
I would offer. Exactly, exactly. So I would offer
to you. So how do we not do
that? And that's what I'm transitioning to. That list that you said that you started, go back and add to that the columns that I discussed. And watch how much you speak about the other person. Every time you rehearse what you did for the mom, every time you rehearse what he's doing or not doing, because it's going to come out. So it's not like we're going to ever get it perfect and not ever speak negativity. It's going to happen. So that's why we need to be watchful and observe what we're saying and thinking so that as soon as it comes out, you know what, all this money I gave her, pause. You know what, I'm not even going to discuss that anymore. I did it. It's done. She'll never get it again. So let me say something positive about Miss Lovely Black. I'm generous. That's why she got the money from me. I'm compassionate. That's why she
right.
got the money from me. But now I'm smarter in my generosity and my compassion, and it's done. Quit giving it life. Quit giving the situation life by repeatedly speaking of it. And then watch your energy while you're speaking about it. So everything is always going to go back to you observing yourself and watching yourself.
Right. Because
you already know you can't control what he did, she did, what they didn't do, what they said. Let them talk. But you shut it down and you improve your mental health by working on you. Every time you feel like you want to say something or regurgitate something about what they did to you, that's a clear indication that there's still healing work that needs to be done on your part.
Right.
So in order for you to heal, because we don't talk about stuff that don't phase us, right? That little boy who pulled
right.
my hair in third grade because he likes us, we don't talk about that no more because we over that. But things that still bother us, we repeat it over
right.
and over and over
right.
again, which means we're feeding it. So, again, I'm going to circle back, and we sit down with ourselves, and we address, why do I keep repeating this? What part hurt me? It hurt me because I viewed her as a mother figure. It hurt me because
right.
I trusted her. So what did you do?
My mother's deceased. She knows
exactly.
that my mother's deceased. You hit those
exactly.
points. You came
exactly.
in, moved in an area, and I took to you, you know. And then
exactly.
you know, I can't tell you you lied, you know, but about how you may perceive me, but you lied about other things, like, you know. But it's okay because I'm a good person. I allowed you in my space for this child, and it'll never happen again. Period. With nobody, with none
understood.
Of them. But that made me
understood.
Grow for everything else around me.
So every time that you feel like you want to repeat the story, get angry, feel bad, because those are your emotions, which is your energy and motion, right? That's what emotions mean,
right.
stand for definitions, mm-hmm. your energy and motion. Mm-hmm. Every time you want to repeat that story, think about the energy you're having behind it, meaning he did this, he did that, da-da-da-da-da. You still hurting. So now we need to sit
right.
down, journal, meditate, talk it out, address it. And sometimes you can't address stuff with people. Sometimes you got to let that sleeping dog lie. So that means you have to do work on yourself to get to the point where you can actually release that emotion. And it's always going to go back to there's something in you that you're missing, some trauma that wasn't resolved, some hurt feelings that you're ignoring. That's why you keep allowing yourself to be in that situation. So when you write them down and identify them and really write, so like your first, I'm going to say 10 or 20 items are going to roll off because that's that surface work. Once you get to the point where you can't roll them off no more, you really got to think about, okay, why does she hurt me so bad? That's the real answers that come up. Those are, so for instance, like you say, your mom is transitioned. So maybe there's a void there because you don't have a mother-like figure, so you took to her because she used your vulnerability to grow an attachment to you. But then you got sucker punched in the face because at the end of the day, she his mama. And she showed her true colors at the end of the day. So that hurt. So now we have to figure out, okay, my mom is transitioned. This chick ain't my mama, even though I subconsciously may have tried to replace her as such. So now I got to work with me. Is there something about my mom I need to forgive? Is there some place that's keeping me stuck in the grief process? Again, I'm big on making lists and journaling, so I'm always going to advocate for that. Because I believe that a lot of times when we see things on paper in front of us, it makes it more real than if we verbally talk about it or we just think about it. And then you want to think about things, okay, do I have a aunt? Do I have a older friend? Do I have someone else? Because my mom will never be replaced. But if I need that type of relationship, where else can I find someone to give me that, but then I keep a barrier on it? Because they
don't
have
mama. Yeah. My aunt. I find that in my aunt.
Very good. Very
and
good.
And even
so,
when,
so
you know,
got,
we have our moments
work.
And we fall
exactly.
out or whatever, she never allows it to be permanent, you know. Like, she makes sure that she fix it and I fix it and whatever the case may be, you know. And she always say, I told you, my mom always going to be there. And so that's who I have. And that's who I directed.
Yes.
Like,
very good.
That's who I should have never allowed anybody to get in that close, other than that lady there, that mind.
So,
I'm gonna
jump
in. I definitely
don't ever
say
again what you should not have allowed to happen, because that word is you judging what you did. When we say I shouldn't have did this, you're judging a behavior that you did, and you don't like that you did it. Release that. So it's no more, I shouldn't have let this happen. That's the last time you say that. When we talk about healing ourselves and improving our mental health, again, we're watching the words that we use. We're watching the energy behind it. So if I'm trying to lose weight and I done had 25 wings from BW3 Spicy Garlic up here in Cincinnati, and then I feel regretful, man, I shouldn't have ate them wings. I'm going to stay fat. I'm judging myself.
Nah, that's
right?
good protein, baby. That's good protein.
That's good protein. I like to spin. But before we want to take away the word should and shouldn't, because those are always coming with a judgment type of energy.
Yeah.
You took an L, a player messed up, you fell for the okie doke, whatever. That's what we did, but it's not we should and shouldn't. I made this mistake. It's something I won't ever do again. Let me keep pushing. Because when we keep saying should and shouldn't, we're still judging ourselves as if we would do that same thing today. And when we know that we wouldn't, we got to stop judging ourselves. We got to let it go. We took an L. Let me keep it pushing. My aunt is here. She gives me that energy. So I don't need to talk about old girl no more. I don't need to talk about I fell for the okie doke. I don't need to talk about the money. I don't need to talk about what she told her son, because you know what? I'm going to fill that void that I have. My aunt is giving me that relationship. So that's first thing. And when you go down and you write that list, like, you seriously sit down and write. It may take you several days. It may take you a week. Like, this is a process. You can't sit down at 12 and write the list and be done at 12:30 like I'm Gucci. No, this is a process, and you have to be prepared for that process. That only happens when you draw that line in the sand. And I teach people, because I, again, being holistic, I teach people rituals. So at the point where you write that list down, because if you remember, I said two sheets. One sheet has what you want and your reality, and then that separate sheet has what you're doing, your affirmation, and how you're going to overcome your reality, right? That's why I said two separate sheets. Because that first sheet, once you write, and you'll know when you wrote it down because your spirit will be at peace.
and maybe 20 items and maybe 65, but you'll know when you're finished because your spirit will be at peace, right? So at the point that you've written all those down and you have all of your positive affirmations and the steps you're going to take to counteract your reality on that separate second sheet, you sit down, and this is all for the subconscious mind. You sit down with a candle. White is all purpose. You get you a container that is fireproof. You say verbally, these things here that I wrote down, I'm healing from them. I've released them. Amen, Ashe, whatever you prefer. You hold that piece of paper to that flame in that candle, and you burn it in that fireproof container. And as it's burning, as you're watching the flame consume that list of things that you're releasing, subconsciously that's been impressed on your mind. So the next time that you're saying something that's going against what you said you're releasing, you're going to remember that image of that piece of paper burning in that fireproof container, and it's going to push you and catapult you and say, you know what, I said I was done with that. Because they're going to keep coming up because you've been doing it for so long. They're going to keep coming up. But now you have a subconscious representation to say, hold on, I said I'm done with that. You almost caught me, but I got it. And then you out loud say whatever that affirmation was and those steps that you say you're going to take. And it's going to be repeated. And then when the universe circles back and gives you that test, mama to see you in the Walmart, baby daddy to see you at a nightclub, and they try to approach you and bring you that drama, you're going to have to push past your old self that's going to want to come up and slip and remember the act that you did to write the words down, to release them, and to burn them. So that's when you know you've really healed and got over it.
Oh, and listen, people, she said it's going to take work. I've been working on myself for 2 years. Mo Benz can tell you. When Mo Benz first started co-hosting with me, I was pregnant. So I was moody as hell when I was pregnant. And he was just saying, I can't wait to see you when you after you have this baby. And we actually just start vibing and clicking. And I didn't understand that my vibe wasn't right. But I was going through all of this stuff, and Mo Benz didn't know what I was going through. He just knew I was pregnant, and he thought that I was pregnant. You know what I'm saying? I did not just meet Smoke and get pregnant. Me and Smoke knew each other for 8 years, okay? That's the part.
Okay.
8 years. And then when we finally, because 8 years we was just smashing. The last time he came around me and we tried a relationship, the very last time, and he moved in my house, that's when I got pregnant.
Okay.
But it was like, you know, it wasn't somebody new, you know what I'm saying, in my life. And, you know, Mo didn't know what was going on. Mo was just like, okay, you moody as hell. Ooh, I can't wait for you to stop to have this baby. But I was going through so much more, you know, and when he found out, you know, hey, I was having a baby from Smoke of Field Mob, he was like, I know that group, you know, yeah, I like their music. And I'd be like, oh, you know, like warning. And I've had some shows where I'm just like, okay, listen, tighten up. Like, listen, I don't want to do this to you. You know, I've had one or two shows where I'm talking and I'm venting and I'm trying not to come to this point. But I realize that when I'm done with the situation and mentally when I'm doing my closure, I don't care about what I say. I don't care about what part people know. I don't care about what part they don't know. I just want to figure out how to fix it for me so I can move forward and block any negativity from this moment going forward in the best way that I can. That's it.
Correct. And that should be your goal. Yeah, that's your ultimate, and I purposely said should, so I don't want Mo trying to call me out and she don't say should. No, that was purposeful that I said should.
Oh, no, that was going to be me.
that's a smooth move.
I'm aware of what I'm saying. I just want you to know I'm very aware.
Yeah, smooth is a real grammar guy. So watch out.
So it should be your motivation, because that's what's going to keep you on course. If your motivation is always to make someone do something you think they should do, if your motivation is always to prove a point or get somebody back because they did you wrong, you're always going to fall short. because you're not addressing what your issue is or what your challenge is or what is it about you that needs further healing that you choose to keep staying in that cycle. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. And I want to tell my listeners, like, I thank you guys for listening to my story. And please feel free, you know, to reach out. I'm always, you know, I do this because I'm always helping people mentally. And I'm always giving advice because I've been through these things that I know people are going through. But even the strong ones, we still need to talk to somebody. So please make it your business, no matter how strong you are, to talk to somebody about whatever is bothering you. It's okay to talk to people. Mental health is sexy, okay? We're going to let Ms. V tell you guys about her movement, her social medias, where you can find her, what she has going on, and how you can book her after listening to this awesome show. Go ahead, Ms.
Man, look, I don't know if mental health is sexy. Ms. G is sexy. I don't know about mental health.
Let me tell you why it's sexy.
So I created the brand Mental Health is Sexy for people just like you. So you know when we go and we look for a spouse or we look for a job or we look for a car, we got all of these specific details we want. You know, the car got to be black with black interior, 18-inch wheels. The man got to be above 6'2", good credit score, be nice to his mama. The lady got to have a triple D breast size, thick thigh. You know, we have all these things, but we never, ever, ever address what's your mental health looking like? What you do when you stress out? And then that's when we find out people got some issues and challenges after we even got emotionally attached. So the idea behind the brand Mental Health is Sexy is three main components. One, to change the narrative about mental health, which means we're going to help erase the stigma about how we talk about it, especially in the black community. Number two is we're going to talk about how it's treated. So what I mean by that is there's a certain population that believes anybody that exhibits any, quote-unquote, mental health challenges or abnormal behavior needs to pop a pill or go see a therapist. Mm. I'm not against medication. I'm just saying there's a certain population of people that really just need to heal from some trauma they experienced. So if little Johnny is still fighting and cussing out the teachers, and we write little Johnny off as just being a disciplinary issue, or he got ADHD, or he just bad, little Johnny didn't tell you that his uncle was touching him. So he traumatized. Mm. He confused. So because he's not comfortable in talking about that, he has school cutting up. But if we're giving him a pill of medication, we're just treating the behavior that he's exhibiting from the trauma that he experienced, right? So that's why the second component of the Mental Health is Sexy brand is about how we treat mental health. The third and final component of my brand is changing where we talk about mental health. Again, in the black community, it's hush-hush, it's taboo, don't say nothing about it, they just special, leave them alone, we're going to pray it away. No, we need to talk about these things. We need to address it. We need to understand there's nothing to push underneath the rug or nothing to take to the church and put it on the altar. These are real things that we need to talk about and be comfortable discussing. So when I say mental health is sexy, it is. It's just as sexy as anything else that we think is sexy in the physical. Because I need to know what you do when you stressed out. I need to know, have you healed from that last relationship? I need to know what's going on, because if we have insight on that, we can make a more educated decision before we deal with these folks and try to ruin our lives. Period.
Tell them what else you got going on, Ms. V, and how they can find you and book you.
Yes. So Mental Health is Sexy, we do have a Mental Health is Sexy apparel line. So we have some T-shirts. You can rock your brand. I have a website that's now collecting email addresses for when we launch. So that's, my company is SVM Initiative, LLC. So the website is www.svminitiativellc.org. I am on Instagram at Healing Coach V, and I am on the Facebook at V. Mrs. Palmer. And my talk show that I host, Healing Conversations with Coach V, is also on Facebook, and it's Healing Conversations with Coach V. And that show is specifically about people's personal journeys in their life and the path that they took to heal. So I can be booked or questions about my new podcast, which is also called Mental Health is Sexy. That's everywhere. And my email is bookcoachv@gmail.com, and that V is spelled V-E-E, bookcoachv@gmail.com. I am a national speaker, so I do travel to speak and host workshops. And as we already know, I am Cincinnati-based.
Nice.
Go ahead, girl. Tell me your website again. When will your website be up and running as well?
So the website is www.sbminitiativesllc.org.
And I ain't saying that my listeners are slow, but spell out your social medias.
Initiative. So SVM. So initiatives is INITIATIVES. SVM Initiative LLC.org.
Nice.
And spell out your social media links for them so they can get it right.
Yep. So on Instagram at Healing Coach V, so HEALINGCOACHVEE at Healing Coach V. On Facebook, V Mitchell Palmer. So again, it's VEE. MITCHELL-PALMER. And then my talk show is Healing Conversations with Coach V, again, V-E-E.
Yeah, so y'all got it. Just, I said that because her name is spelled V-E-E everywhere. You can also look in the bio of this show, and you find that same information. I copied, as you guys can see lately, I just copy what I'm putting on social media into the bios of the shows. That's why you have hashtags in the bios. So shut up. All of her information is in the bio of this show. It was super duper amazing. Tonight, she gave me a lot to think about and work on. Not even think about work on, because I'm just in a working phase, and I am the vessel. I am a goddess, and I am aligned with my purpose. And we touch bases, you know, in groups and so on and so forth. And I was drawn to her spirit for a reason. I feel like, you know, she's all that in a bag of chips. Look out for her in 12 months. I told her in 12 months her purpose will be fulfilled. So make sure you understand and save this show in 12 months. You're going to see her on national TV somewhere. You're going to see her link with somebody nationally. She's great at what she does. I believe in what she does, what she is doing, and I believe in what she does. I believe in what she is doing, and I know that she's going to make it far, and that's why I brought her on the show to talk to me, because I'm only going to deal with the best, okay? I'm only going to deal with the best.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Keep that in mind. We got 7 minutes, 54 seconds before we end out tonight. So I want to let you guys know to find anything me, just go to my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK.com. Please, please, please do not be afraid to speak to somebody about something that is going on in your life. We see so much going on. And we don't know, as Smooth said, there's no such thing as common sense. It's common knowledge. You know, we know the things that they teach everyone. Do not think that what you see on TV is normal. If these things are bothering you, if someone is bothering you at home and you can't speak about it, please bookcoachv@gmail.com. Bookcoachv. That's BookCoachVe@gmail.com. Please book a consultation with her. Book a consultation with somebody local to you. Talk to somebody. Walk through it. You don't have to be on medicine. You don't have to be crazy to seek help. That is something that we want to make people understand, that it is perfectly normal to talk to somebody about what you're going through. You don't have to talk to your social media people about what you're going through, because I may say something simple on social media and people be like, what, you said that? But as you can see, that none of this was shared on my social media. No one knew what I was exactly going through on my social media. That's not a place to share this. But if you tune into my show, if you listen to my show via the links, via, you know, however you guys tune in, we've had several callers that called in just to listen tonight. I thank you guys as well. We were locked and loaded tonight. And I thank everyone from Atlanta to Ohio that locked in with us tonight to tune into the show and hear what we had going on. It's okay to talk to somebody. People that know you may be judgmental. People that know you may not want to give you the best advice. It's better to talk to somebody that's certified and professionally trained to do these things. And somebody that, you know, you feel is going to give you the right answer. I don't do medicine, so I chose a holistic person to speak to because that's more along my line. So,
me too.
Mo, Smooth, y'all got to say anything? Take it away.
Yeah, I mean,
Real quick, be looking like a snack, but, you know, I guess I'll be wrong for saying that right now.
Please, V is married. Ain't you married, Miss V?
I am married, yes.
Hey, like I said, she's looking like
shout
a snack. I ain't say anything other than that, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
But you got 11 kids, so, you know, you ain't got to say nothing else. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you look them in the eyes. I don't know if you just call them a snack, but, you know.
Watch out for school. We always looking for another baby.
Watch out for school.
Hey, I'm just saying, I've seen that picture. I've seen the picture. She working out. She got on a little workout shirt.
Hey,
Miss D.
Don't be researching me.
Yeah.
What else? I went to your website. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to shout you out.
Yeah,
I just wanted to shout you out, Coach V. You know, like, I definitely learned some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Listening to you. Because I'm a person, like, especially when we have guests, I like to take notes and everything. But just that thing you talked about as far as journaling and, you know, putting down what do I want, this is my reality, you know, affirmations to make your, you know, to get you at peace with your reality. I thought that was all vital information, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And this took me back, too, real quick. People know I kind of ramble a little bit on this show from time to time, but this took me back, like, you know what I'm saying, like, to like high school. Real quick, I'm just going to say this real quick. Shout out to Cleveland High High, right? But we had two things that really helped me out through my high school years. I was assuming still in schools now, but it was this thing called the Concerned Persons Group, and I feel that's what we kind of had today. You know what I'm saying? Like a Concerned Persons Group. You know, like I said, there's Lovely Black. We keep it sexy, you know, smooth. We joke around and we talk, you know what I'm saying? We chop it up. But every so often, you know, one of us might be going through some real-life situations, and it seems like, you know, Ms. Lovely Black, you really wanted to address this. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it was cool for me to just fall back and let you just vent, you know, and get that out there. But I just wanted to shout out that. You know what I'm saying? This is exactly what we do back in the day with the Concerned Persons Group. You know, just different people from all grades, you know, would just come in and sit down, and we just would chop it up. It would be like a moderator, you know, such as yourself. And everybody would just be talking about some of the stresses they would be going through. And then we also had this thing called the Black Male Support Group, you know what I'm saying, which was just good for black males just to get up and, you know, talk about some of the issues they may be facing. So it's cool to, you know, be able to bring that element to the show because, you know, we keep it sexy here. Don't get it twisted. But, you know, people be going through some real-life situations, especially in the times that we're in right now. We're in some vital times, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yes.
You know, don't be scared. Just stay woke, you know? That's what I always tell people.
Man, shout out to the military.
Okay.
You sound like a bunch of bitches right now.
Okay.
That's why he the house nigga coach me. Yeah, that's why he the house nigga right now.
Yeah, you know, smooth.
I understand now.
Yeah. Real quick, I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, so definitely follow me on Twitter, you know, for all the, you know, listeners out there, it's Mo Benz, MOBINNS, then we got our Twitter page for the show, that's Real Adult Talk, that's spelled TAWK, and then if you want to check me out on Instagram, put a face with the voice, on Instagram, that's Mo Benz, MOBINNS, and then if you would like to be on the show as well, definitely get at me, you know what I'm saying, that's MOBINNS@gmail.com. And you know how we do. Definitely, this is an awesome show. So soon as Ms. Lovely Black tweets this out, I'm going to retweet it out there for all anybody that might have listened. I mean, who couldn't catch the show. So you can listen, put somebody on. And as we always say, tell a friend, a loved one to listen. So that's it. Me.
I appreciate
it.
90 seconds. And go ahead, Smooth.
Oh, now I can speak?
Oh, yeah, my fault. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, 80 seconds.
No, No.
We got a minute left.
I'm just going to be the stepchild for today. Y'all continue.
And the last thing, Coach V, don't mean nothing by this, but anybody you might have brought in from Cincinnati, I got to let them know that my Browns is, you know what I'm saying? My Cleveland Browns is about to, you know what I'm saying? We're about to do the damn thing.
Man,
I'm sorry, but y'all got to fall back.
So guess what? I am
Ohio.
Choosing not to engage in this behavior. That's what I'm choosing to do.
But definitely, you know, so definitely check us out each Sunday. That's how we do. We kick it, you know what I'm saying? So every Sunday, live, 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. That's how we get down. Eastern time. So
that's it.
See you next Sunday. Thank you, Ms. V, for tuning in. Coach V, for tuning in and calling in and giving me some awesome good game, man. Make sure you guys follow her. Follow the links. Thank you for all your support with the show. We'll see you next Sunday. I got another special guest. It's going to be super awesome. So you guys don't want to mix next week. We back to our old shenanigans.
Hey, you better not mute me.
That's what's up. Everybody be safe.
Thank you.
Peace out.